It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. Well, we have a shift in the weather happening toward more wintry temperatures. A cold and unstable air mass will remain over our waters through today. There's the potential for thunderstorms, and some of those storms may be strong and capable of producing hail, gale force gusts, and potential waterspouts. So it could be an exciting day. Temperatures could range from highs in the mid-40s to mid-30s for lows, and that's about 10 degrees lower than the climatological normal for right now. That's according to a National Weather Service report issued yesterday. Tonight, we have weak high pressure developing over our waters through early tomorrow. A strong warm front will then settle over the region beginning late Thursday, and seas up to 20 feet will be possible on Friday night through Saturday. So we can keep an eye this weekend on the status of the Columbia River Bar and other river and bay bar entrances on the coast here to see if restrictions are put in place on vessels crossing those areas because of dangerous conditions. When the seas start getting up close to 20 feet, that's dangerous territory. And you might see certain vessels not allowed to cross the bar. The bar could be put on yellow or even red status, where ships are not allowed to cross. Under normal conditions, it's at what is called green status. Our forecast for today, north winds less than 10 knots, wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swells 9 feet at 12 seconds, and a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. And today we're going to be talking, speaking of elevated sea heights and wave heights, we're going to be talking about sneaker waves because of a very frightening event that happened over the past few days on the Long Beach Peninsula with a couple who got caught in the waves and were lucky to make it out alive. So we'll talk about that today a little bit more. First, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule briefly. We have 5 inbounders, we have 11 outbounders, and we have 7 vessels anchored in the river. Our first arrival in the river is the Admiral Jimu. She's arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat at Kalama eventually, and she'll pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m. Next inbound is the Nikolaos, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat, and she'll pass Astoria outbound about 3:30 p.m. If you'd like to see the rest of the ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and lots of other information. Well, today I'd like to talk with you again about sneaker waves. I know I've spent a bit of time on the show over the years reminding people about this phenomenon, but I have a particular reason for bringing it up again today. Sneaker waves were in the forecast over the past few days, and as it happened, some folks visiting here had an encounter with sneaker waves, a scary episode on the beach that fortunately had a happy ending. But it reminded me of how beach safety is a topic worth taking seriously. I sometimes feel like beach and water safety warnings, they kind of fall on deaf ears, except with people who are already aware. And they're not really the people who need to listen. Is it because some folks figure, well, if I'm not dead yet, I can't be doing anything wrong? So with the idea of trying to maybe get a few more ears to perk up and hear this warning, I want to share a short quote from a woman who posted her experience with a sneaker wave this weekend on the Long Beach Peninsula. She posted this on the Long Beach Peninsula Friends of Facebook page, asking people to share it, which I did on my Ship Report Facebook page. But it's so important that I thought I'd talk about it here as well. Her experience is so relevant and important because it shows how a close call can loom up out of nowhere on the beach here and be very dangerous. Here's a little bit of what she said. Yesterday was our 10th anniversary, and today we nearly died in a sneaker wave. No indication whatsoever, and instantly our knee-high boots were filled with water, and the next thing we knew, we were being tossed around in the ocean like rag dolls. How we made it through and out alive, I can only explain by the grace of God. Now, she managed to pull her husband, who doesn't know how to swim, apparently, out of the water. They lost their car keys in the surf. She was writing to thank the local police on the peninsula who stepped in to help them once they got out of the water and let authorities know they needed help. So here were folks walking on the beach, enjoying their vacation, and all of a sudden they were in the water and struggling to get to shore. It can happen that fast. But I think, still, that even with local accounts like these, so compelling, people think that even victims are exaggerating the threat, and it can't be that bad. For instance, I grew up on the East Coast and played in the ocean all the time as a kid. The water was warm in the summer, and there were no sneaker waves coming up to drag you out to sea. And so when I moved here, I was surprised to find out about this phenomenon, and I too initially thought it must be exaggerated. But then I started hearing the stories and seeing the stories in the news. Every year, people dying and the stories mentioning sneaker waves as the cause. Families, small children, young kids, dragged out to sea, and often their bodies never found, or bodies washed up on the beach miles away days later. So this is a serious thing, but one that I think has an overtone of skepticism surrounding it. So I wanted to explain again why our waves here are bigger, more unexpected, and often more deadly than waves in other places. Because it's true, it's really true, they are. You've heard of the concept of the continental shelf, that the land mass that is the continent of, say, North America, where we are here, doesn't just drop off into deep, deep water, hundreds of feet deep, just offshore from the beach. There's an area where the land slopes kind of gradually for a while, and then there's the edge of the continental shelf, where the water depth does suddenly go to hundreds of feet. On the East Coast, the continental shelf extends way offshore, and as a result, the waves are smaller, and the surf and wave action is less active, and the slope is more gradual. So a gentler time of it for people playing in the surf in places like Long Island in New York, where I grew up. That is not so here. Our continental shelf is much narrower here than its East Coast counterpart, and very deep water is not far offshore here. So big swells arriving from way out in the ocean, they hit our continental shelf and kind of splash their way ashore. There's a lot of energy stored in those waves, and their arrival here is made less graceful, more unpredictable, and potentially more deadly than in places that have a wider continental shelf. These energetic waves, so close to shore, would be risky enough, but add to that the cold water that we have here locally all year long, and it's a recipe for disaster for people who get pulled out to sea by those waves. Things like what happened to these folks happen often here, and this woman and her husband were lucky to survive. Had they been swept out to sea and no one saw them? They might have been people who simply disappeared while on vacation celebrating their anniversary. That's not something you want to have happen to you or to your loved ones who are then left wondering what happened to you when you went on vacation and never came back. So please be careful out there. I know I've said it a million times, but I'll say it again. Our coast here is beautiful, complicated and dangerous, and it deserves our utmost respect, attention, and caution. If we're mindful, we have a better chance of really enjoying our time at the beach, in this beautiful place that many of us are blessed to call home or to visit when we can. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.